Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Zach.
It's Zach Woody.
What's up, Zach?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, yeah. What can we do for you?
I had a very lovely first date, and I'm having difficulty setting up a second date. And so I was going to you guys because you seem to have a success record with setting up second dates. And I was like, well, this will be a little bit different.
Well, let's just clarify here, Zach. We have success at getting hold of the person.
The second date part, it doesn't go
That's
well usually.
That's kind of up to you. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. But I'm having difficulty getting in touch with her. How about that?
Okay.
Well, what's her name? What'd you do on the first date?
Her name is Mandy. She's a lovely girl. I met her through a friend. I'm an accountant, and it's tax season, so this is my busy time of the year. And I was doing one of her friend's taxes, and almost unprompted, this girl was like, you should meet my friend. I think you two would hit it off. And so I pretty much just cold called this girl. And then we started talking over the internet, and, you know, just like normal people do. At first it was friendly, and then it became flirtatious, and then we agreed to meet up and have a first date. And we went to Wild Axe in Beaver Creek.
You went axe throwing on your first date?
Yeah, go big, go home.
Right.
I like it.
And, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I don't want to put any words in anyone's mouth, but I thought everybody had a good time after the first date, you know? We met through an actual human being and not through a computer program. We got to know each other, and then we met in person, and then it went well, and then, boom, brick wall, no second date.
It kind of checks all the boxes so far, though, Zach.
Checks the boxes for good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Shall we call her?
That, I would love that.
All right, give us about 10 minutes and we'll give her a call, okay?
That would be awesome.
It's the K99.1 FM, 730, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Zach, Nancy and I just went axe throwing not too long ago. My favorite game was when they put the balloons up there. How many balloons did you pop?
All of them.
All of them.
Impressive. Very impressive. He's a man who likes to get things done, Woody.
Experienced axe thrower.
Yeah, I'll do your taxes and then throw an axe at you. I'm a multi-talented person.
Taxes and axes. Here we go. Well, let's call Mandy, shall we? That could be like your company motto.
There you go.
Hello?
Hello, Mandy.
Yes?
It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. How are you this morning?
Am I on the radio?
Yes. Is that okay?
I guess. I hope I won something.
I don't know. Did you get your taxes and axes done with Zach? Tax, axe, Zach. Get it?
I got you.
Uh-huh.
I did, yeah.
I think she's familiar with second date update.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I had some taxes and axes, sure.
She doesn't sound very enthused, though.
That's never not funny, though.
No. So what happened? You went axe throwing?
I met Zach through a friend. We talked for a little while. I thought, you know, things, you know, we would get along really well. But then the first date was just really weird. That axe throw, and yeah, I just felt like he was rushing me like the whole time. He would make, you know, tell me to hurry up to throw. When it was his turn, he would just like throw it really fast.
It's on timer though, isn't it, Woody?
Yeah, but they give you enough time.
Like, what was he saying?
Well, he was just telling me to hurry up. And, like, come to find out, he was rushing me, you know, because my friend ended up seeing him later at a bar.
So?
With like another girl? What?
Like, he was there with, like, five other friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was just, like, rushing me, telling me to hurry up, checking his phone, checking his watch. Like, we probably were there for an hour. That was, like, the quickest date I've ever been on. And so after talking to my friend, I'm pretty sure he rushed the date just so he could get to the bar and drink with his friend.
That is what it sounds like, isn't it, Nancy?
Kind of, yeah.
I would just like to interject and say that I am really, really sorry here. Guilty as charged. I did think that I could double book, and I thought I got away with it. I thought I was went on a lovely date where we threw axes, and then I was like, once the date was over, I then went and met up with my boys, and I told them I just had a great date. It does sound like I tried to overschedule an evening, and that alienated my date, and I am mortified. Mandy, that was never my intention at any point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I rushed you while we were throwing axes,
mm-hmm.
or didn't feel like I gave you enough tension or enough time. That was so not, and I probably should have just been honest. Like, yeah, I have another scheduled appointment. Yeah, I just thought I could cram it all in. I didn't, but at no point did I think I was being rude to you. But listening to you now, I realize I was rude to you, and I would like to course correct on our second date, and there will be no rushing. What do you say?
It seems like this was your intention. You were trying to, you know, get this over with as quick as possible so you could go see your friends. I'm clearly not a priority. You know, like, you're not ready to be in a relationship. Your priority is drinking with your friends, so I'm not interested.
Oh, again, you were a priority, you know, just, you know.
No, I wasn't.
I believe in compartmentalization, and I can hear myself saying this. It sounds horrible. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, he's realized his mistake and is apologizing for it, Mandy. That has to mean something.
Yeah, he feels bad.
No, no.
I'm trying, Zach.
I'm with Mandy on this one. He's more interested in throwing them back than throwing an axe. You know what I'm saying? So here's where we're supposed to give you guys an opportunity to go do this again.
Nothing.
Well, we have to. The boss man's in here. We have to make it all legal and whatnot.
Yeah, we can set you back up with a second date, and we'll pay for transportation, pick up the tab at dinner if you choose to go there. What else, Nancy?
Well, the caveat is that you both have to agree to go out again right now.
I would do it. Yeah, I would. Let me make it up to you,
girl.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow! Oh.
Dude,
okay.
I mean, listen, I mean, Zach, I mean, you're even rushing her in conversation. Do you not pick up on that?
It's such a good deal. There's free food. Like, who would turn that down? Like, even if I didn't like the person, I'd go on a free date with her.
But only for an hour, so we can get to his friends.
Yeah, I think that you need to get your partying taken care of first.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else want to go on a free date?
Take Woody. Food. Sounds like he's all about it.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.